You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, March Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? I hope y'all had a great weekend. I hope y'all enjoyed some great basketball, because there was a lot of basketball going around. Because we know it's March Madness, the women's, the men's, NCAA tournament going off the chain. The NBA still doing some great stuff. LeBron James going, being second all-time in scoring. I'll get to that in another episode, in another NBA episode. But for this episode of Hoops Talk with your boy, the Playmaker down in Salins out here in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval, we're going to talk men's college basketball, because the Sweet 16 is set. The first weekend of the tournament is over. And my goodness, the madness is all over this damn tournament. No perfect brackets through the first weekend. Hell, damn near all the brackets was done after the first day. And then the second day hit, and then all of them was completely finished. It was just crazy. The first round killed everybody's bracket. Then you got the second round stuff. More upsets take place. It is ridiculous how this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, in the men's tournament alone through the first weekend, we're talking first and second round, there were 12 upsets. Yes, 12 upsets in the first weekend of the tournament. Now, some of you will say some of these weren't upsets because one conference is overrated, or this team was overrated, or they underseeded this team. All this, I would agree with you. But if we're going to go by how they were seeded and what the NCAA committee did, we have 12 upsets through the first weekend. Now, let's just run through what took place. Gonzaga had a business against Georgia State to just beat them down. But they had a fight with Memphis in a game that was back and forth, nipped and tucked. Drew Timmy took over in the second half, got them boys the lead. Andrew Nembhard knocking down late free throws. The Zags, the number one overall team, is in the Sweet 16. Shout out to Memphis, shout out to Penny. That was a great game. Them boys fought. I love what Penny Hardaway is doing over in Memphis. That team is... Penny knew what was going on with his team. And that's why he went on this rant that the media like to do to coaches. But give Penny his due. He was right. They was going through some stuff. They had some injuries. They wasn't healthy. They was dealing with COVID. And look what happened. They got back healthy. And they almost took down the number one team in the country. Almost took down the number one team in the country. So give Penny Hardaway his credit. Y'all try to make him look like he was going off the rails. He knew what his team was going through. Give Penny Hardaway his credit. Until next season, Penny Hardaway. If y'all haven't noticed, I'm in a rest region, which I should have told y'all to begin with. My apologies, I am in the rest region going down the list. And then we get to our first upset. Number 5, UConn. Number 12, New Mexico State. UConn did not look right. UConn didn't look prepared. New Mexico State controlled this game for most of it. The 12-5 seed happened. UConn got upset. And to be honest, my bracket took a shot because I had UConn in the Sweet 16. New Mexico State put an end to that. And then you had Vermont versus Arkansas. I had Vermont putting off the 13-4 upset. That didn't happen because Arkansas survived. And I do mean survive, because them boys from Vermont came to play. And lucky enough for Arkansas, they did just enough to get by, 75-71. And then they went on to face New Mexico State on Saturday. And you know, Arkansas handled business. Held them boys to 48 points, scoring 53, a very defensive game. But Arkansas went back to Arkansas basketball, playing hard-nosed, good defense. And come out on top. Arkansas is in the Sweet 16. Moving on down. There's always been one team from the first four to get out of the first four to the Sweet 16, and we have it right here because Notre Dame took down Indiana in the first four game. That was back on Tuesday. Thursday, they had to face off against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Make sure I get my days right. I want to say Thursday. Yep, Thursday, they had to face off against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Still in the rest region here. And Alabama, I guess the injury to their star guard was devastating to them because they didn't look right. It looked like that injury took them out. They never recovered. Notre Dame went on a tear, beat them down 78-64. Notre Dame knocks off number six. Then you had Texas Tech versus Montana State. I was looking forward to Texas Tech handling business here, but shout out to Montana State. That team came to play in the first half, but in the second half, Texas Tech took it over. Halfway through the first half, it was a close game, but then Texas Tech poured it on. They just poured it on and never looked back. And they got through. And then on Sunday, you had Notre Dame and Texas Tech fighting for the right to get to the Sweet 16. Hard-nosed battle. Offense was at a premium here. It was hard to buy a bucket. In that type of game, I love Texas Tech. And Texas Tech did just that, beating Notre Dame 59-53. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, back in the Sweet 16. Maybe keep it moving on down in the rest region. Michigan State, Davidson. Again, that I thought Davidson was going to win, to be honest. I really did. Because I just knew that the way Davidson looked, they looked like that Davidson team. Then when they had Steph Curry and them boys, they can make you work. They made Michigan State work. They made Michigan State work. And Michigan State squeaked it by. I mean squeaked it by 74-73. Julia Howson with 27 points to lead away from the Spartans. And Tom Izzo, they get to move on to the second round. But who would they face in the second round? That would be between Duke and Cal Fullerton. And as I said when I was previewing the NCAA tournament, Duke need to come out and punch them in the mouth. That's what Duke need to do. They somewhat did that. I wanted them to win by 20, 30 points. I didn't get that. I was almost there, but I didn't get it. 78-61, Duke did what they needed to do. They got the win. Mike Krzyzewski's careers continued to go on. Nice win. But now you get Michigan State. This is where we round off the West region. Michigan State, Duke. Tom Izzo, Coach K, one last time. And if y'all did not watch this game yesterday, y'all missed a hell of a game between Blue Bloods. The final score says 85 Duke, 76 Michigan State. That's a lie. Let me rephrase that. That's misleading. That's not a lie. That's misleading. Because this game was back and forth nonstop. Caleb Brown from Michigan State was on his three game. He went like 4-for-5 or 5-for-6. Let me see. He went 4-from-6 from 3-point range. 18 points to lead the Spartans. Benningham had 16 to help out. Walker King must have been for 13. But man, Duke got it done when they needed it most. Started off with Williams in the first half. He had 15 points. Ben Carroll had 19 to lead Duke. Wendell Moore Jr. had 15. Keel had 12 off the bench. But in the second half, Roach kept them in the game. Their point guard, Roach, kept Duke in the game. To when Moore, Ben Carroll, and Keel started hitting some key shots down the stretch. But it was Roach. But Michigan State was leading. They had a 70-65 lead with like 3 minutes to go. Coach K calls a timeout. And Duke, these young guys with Duke, they got it done. It's rare to see a team that can shoot 50% from three-point range, 42% from the field, and lose the game. It's rare that you see that. But that's what happened to Michigan State. Michigan had the numbers that you want in the tournament. Shot 42% from the field, shot 50% from three-point range, shot 92% from the line. It just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. That's rarely that you see that because Duke shot 57% from the field, 39% from three-point range, and 76% from the free throw line. That usually translates to a win for the other team. But Duke wanted it more. Duke wanted it more. They went after it. They got it done. Shout out to Coach K. He's in the Sweet 16. He's going to face Texas Tech. Oh, that's going to be a good one. But I have that later on. Probably in another episode. That was the West region. They head down to the East region. Baylor just destroyed Norfolk State. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. North Carolina in the surprising beatdown of the year. The 8-9 matchup, North Carolina just smoked. I mean, just smoked Marquette. I did not see that coming. Them boys was just on it from Jump Street. I was stunned because I had Marquette winning in a very close game, but UNC just came out there and just started busting. So that was that. St. Mary's was facing Indiana. Indiana came out of the Forest Four. What can I say? Y'all thought Indiana was gonna be that team to knock off St. Mary, because y'all don't know much about St. Mary's. The only thing y'all know about St. Mary's, they in the same conference as Gonzaga. But y'all don't realize St. Mary's won the three losses that Gonzaga had. Now, only was the one of the three losses, but he was lost by double digits to St. Mary's. And that was at St. Mary's. And what did St. Mary's do to Indiana? Oh, nothing but an 82-53 beatdown. Oof. Woo. Woo. Lord have mercy. They beat him down like that? Yeah, they beat him down like that. Shout out to St. Mary's on that one. They moved on to the second round. Then you had UCLA versus Akron. Akron boys came to play. They gave UCLA all they can handle. Low scoring game, hard fought battle, nip and tuck, back and forth. But UCLA is the 4 seed. They weren't trying to fill the 13-14 loss. So they took it 57-53. Shout out to UCLA, who trying to make another deep run like they did last year. And I can see it happening because they is one of them teams. Okay, then you get down to Texas, Virginia Tech. I had Virginia Tech winning, but obviously you can see the theme of my bracket right now is not picking the correct upsets and not picking the correct upsets. I had Virginia Tech winning, but Texas squeaked that one out. Yeah, Texas credit, man. Because Virginia Tech, they was on them. That's like I thought they would. The ACC tournament champions, they was in a fight. They tried to claw anyway, but that man, Marcus Carr, Andrew Jones for Texas, that backcourt, they was not trying to feel an upset. 6 over the 11, 81-73. Purdue versus Yale. I have to admit, I really thought Purdue was going to steamroll. Was going to steamroll these boys. It took a while, but they steamrolled them. 78-53. That's like I thought. Then, Murray State, San Francisco, still in the East region. Shout out to Murray State in San Francisco. Hell of a game. Back and forth between mid-majors. Type of games you want to see. You want to see the little guys get their shine on. That's what we got between these two. As Murray State handled business and took down San Francisco in the 7-10 matchup. Shout out to Murray State on that one. And then we get to the upset of the entire bracket. Of the entire tournament. The upset of the entire tournament. So not just the bracket, the entire tournament, because Kentucky versus St. Peter's. it was the Wildcats versus the Peacocks. And there's no way in the hell a Peacock should beat a Wildcat. Let's just be for real. There's no way this team out of the MAC, who won the MAC conference, should be able to hang with Kentucky. There's no way in hell. Playmaker, the rest of the country, St. Peter said, shut the hell up. Because this game was back and forth, it even went in the overtime. And number 15, the Peacocks of St. Peter's in Jersey City took down John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats for the second consecutive year in a row. They have a 215 upset. Last year, it was Oral Roberts, and they did it to, I want to say, Ohio State before they did it to my Gators to get to the Sweet 16. But St. Peter just took out the Kentucky Wildcats. And as we go to the second round, more upsets in this damn East region took place because it was UNC versus Baylor. UNC were putting it on Baylor. You know, an ejection took place for UNC. Baylor comes back down for 25. Game goes into overtime. And RJ Davis said, defending champs, y'all got to go home. The North Carolina Tar Heels, led by Hubert Davis, sent the reigning defending champions home in Baylor Bears. There will be a new champion yet again. This is the fifth time. This is the fifth consecutive year, should I say. The fifth consecutive season. The fifth time in a row the national champions were ousted in the first freaking weekend. Fifth time. The last time the defending champs made it to the Sweet 16 was Duke back in, I'm going to say 2016, did I say? And the last time you had a reign of defending champions go back to back was my Florida Gators in 07. Remember when they had Torian Green and Al Horford, Joakim Noah, Lee Humphrey, Corey Brewer, that squad? That's the last time a team went back to back. We are in the age there's no back to back. The last time a college team went back to back in the men's, I just told you it was Florida. The last time the ladies went back to back in the ladies' game, I want to say UConn. And that's a while ago. That's to tell you that. The last time you had a back-to-back in the NFL was the New England Patriots. That was back in the early 2000s. The last time you had a back-to-back was the Golden State Warriors. Was what, 15 and 16? The era of back-to-back champions is gone, okay? I don't even remember the last time you had back-to-back champions in freaking baseball. The only sport that has back-to-back champions is hockey, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning, because they did it back-to-back years. Just, no. They're going for a three-peat, so. That would be fun to watch if you're a hockey fan. But my point is, we are done with the era of back-to-back champions. If you're a champion, you're getting knocked off. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Baylor, you're gone. UNC's in the Sweet 16. St. Mary's versus UCLA. And a game that was close turned ugly. UCLA got high from the three-point range, and that was it for St. Mary's. That's all it took. That is it. Not hot from the people, but they got hot from the field. 57% from the field. Shot at 84% from the line. They didn't give St. Mary's a lot. St. Mary's shot 41% from the field, 33% from three-point range, 75% from the free throw line. All not good numbers compared to what UCLA did. And UCLA ran them out the gym, 72-56. UCLA is in the Final Four. Then you had Texas versus Purdue, a game that I hosted on the Ravon Sports app. It's an app y'all should download, by the way. Download Ravon Sports app because you get to be a fan. You get to chat with other fans. And a lot, while the game's going on live, you got to worry about trying to post something on Facebook or Twitter just to get somebody's reaction. Or I have to wait for a game thread to be posted. Download the Ravon app, choose the game that you want to join the group chat in, and just talk. Just post what you want to say. That's it. It's been fun. That's one of the games that I hosted on the app. And it was a game that I knew was going to be. It was a damn good game last night between these two. Game went back and forth. The problem was, the reason why I felt like Purdue was going to beat Texas was because they were bigger inside, and that was going to cause problems, and they did. I mean, at the 10-minute mark, Purdue was already in a bonus. At the 5-minute mark, that was in a double bonus. Two Texas players fouled out. Three of them had three fouls. Two of them had four, including Andrew Jones had four for Texas. Marcus Carr tried to keep them alive as much as they did, but Trayvon Wentz coming off the bench giving you 22 points, you know. Jalen Ivey hitting key shots down the stretch, being the star that he is. It was all she wrote with Texas after that. Don't look at the 81-71 win as Texas dominated. No, this game was back and forth. Carr, Jones, it was not letting up, but they could not handle the size of Purdue. They got them in foul trouble often and early, and it was a done deal. Purdue hit their free throws. Well, they hit some of their free throws. They didn't hit all their free throws. 72% from the free throw line, not good. But when you got 46 opportunities at the free throw line, you better hit a lot of them. That's all I got to say. And then we get down to St. Peter versus Murray State. Well, they already not number one Kentucky team. There's no way in the hell they can knock off two. The Peacocks knocked off the entire state of Kentucky. Well, Louisville didn't make the tournament, so we can't count them, but the entire state of Kentucky got knocked out by St. Peter's. 70-60. I'm going to be honest. Murray State looked it uncomfortable. They looked uncomfortable. They looked like they didn't know what to do. They was careless with the ball. They weren't taking a high percentage of shots. And St. Peter was just like, yo, this is our type of game right here. And Murray State, they just didn't know what to do. They was out of it. They was legit out of it. I mean, legit out of it. So St. Peter's is in the Sweet 16. Oh my goodness. Yep. Yet again, I'm going to go through it. UNC took down Baylor. UCLA knocked out St. Mary's. Purdue took out Texas. And St. Peter's took out Murray State. That's where the regional semifinals for the East region are at. Take a short break right here. Come back. We're going to get into the other side of it. We're talking the South region and the Mid-Region region. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you for sticking around. Now let's get to the South region because the South region got good. The South region was really good. Arizona handling business against the White State. TCU shot Seton Hall. That's all I had coming. Houston big size out was overmatched for UAB. UAB couldn't handle it. Illinois and Chattanooga, that was a hell of a game. Illinois Chattanooga, that was a game, but at some point when you have stars like Kofi Coburn, when you have stars like that, they have to get it going so the rest of the team can get it going, and that's what happened. That's how Illinois survived the 13-4 upset. Continue on, you had Michigan taking down Colorado State in a very good game, in that El Colorado State just could have hit shots down the stretch. They might have won this game. But instead, it led to Michigan pulling away late in the game, 75-63. Tennessee versus Longwood. Like I said, Longwood, great year, great season. But Tennessee's been running out of the gym, in which Tennessee did. 88-56. Ohio State, Loyola Chicago. I had Loyola Chicago winning, and I don't know how in the hell Ohio State survived that damn game. I don't look at the stats. I don't look at all of it, and I still don't know how they survived. They put the clamps down on them. They play some good defense. They play a hell of a defense. 41 points only giving up. That's good defense. When you want to give up 40 points in an NCAA tournament, your chance of winning go up very high. So I'm going to say they defense of Ohio State. They came in with the mindset of, we are not going to allow Loyola Chicago to shoot the ball. And that's what they did. They did not allow them to shoot the ball because, I mean, 41 points. Ugh, that's tough. Oh, that's tough. Villanova, Delaware. We all know Villanova's going to win that game. That's me for real. That's just me for real. And then we get to the second round. Villanova, Ohio State. a game when we talking about defense, right? Villanova was not going to let Ohio State do what they did to Chicago. They got the 71. That's 30 more points. That rounded up to a 10-point victory for the Villanova Wildcats and J.Y. 71-61. When they needed it, they got their stars. Colin Gillespie, 20 points to lead the Wildcats. Malik McCullough, Branham had 23 to lead the Buckeyes. But guess what? Jay White knows how to coach his team. You have to beat Villanova. Ohio State couldn't do that. Villanova moves on. Ohio State goes home. Tennessee and Michigan. You know, it's always that one team who shouldn't be in the tournament, that get in the tournament, that make that run. You remember that year? Syracuse was supposed to be in the tournament, and they made that run all the way to, I wanted to say, the Elite Eight that year. I can't remember what year it was. I want to say it was somewhere between 2011 and 2015. But you always got that team who shouldn't be in the tournament, but they made the tournament, and they gave the committee faith in them, and it was rightly so. I remember Syracuse doing that. And then Michigan is that team. Michigan should not even be in the tournament, to be honest. If we want to be honest with ourselves, Michigan should not even be in a tournament. They're only 19-14 on the year. But the committee said they did enough in the Big Ten Conference to win, to get in the tournament. They took down Colorado State, the fifth seed. Okay? But now you're playing against Tennessee now. You're playing against the SEC champion. I must say. Eli Brooks, Hutton Dickerson, the seniors for this team, proved to be better than a veteran team that is the Tennessee Volunteers. Kenley Chandler, 19 points. He did everything he could for Tennessee, but Hutton Dickerson, Eli Brooks, I mean, combined for 50 points, man, to lead the Wolverines to the Sweet 16. Heartbreaker for the Volunteers. There goes the SEC champions. They are done. Juwan Howard, who, by the way, who got a lot of credence for what he did against over in Madison, Wisconsin, rightfully so in a way. But guess what? His squad's in the Sweet 16, so what y'all got to say now? What do y'all have to say now? That man has coached his team to the Sweet 16. What is there to say? Juwan Howard's done a great job with this team. They are getting hot at the right time. They are getting hot at the right time. This Michigan team is playing their ass off. They have done it. All right? Shout out to Juwan Howard. Y'all buried him as much as y'all could when that incident happened in Wisconsin. Get a man his props. Let's be honest. Get a man his props. This team is in the Sweet 16. Illinois, Houston, who's going to the Sweet 16 in a battle that I figured would go the way that it did. The Houston Cougars take down the 4th seed and Illinois find the line because guess what? When you have the type of team that Kevin Sampson has, you're big, you're athletic, and you could defend, you're going to cause problems for a lot of teams. And that's what they did. 68-53. It was a 4-point lead at halftime for the Krugers, and they put it on them in the second half. Kofi Kumper only had 19 points, 6-11. He didn't have no help. He didn't have no help whatsoever. Not one other person on the fighting the line like scored in double digits. Only Kofi Kumper only scored in double digits. Everybody else could not score. Shot 34% from the field, 24% from three. That's a recipe for disaster. And then Houston. Shedd had 18. Edwards had 15. Moore had 21. That's all it takes, man. That is all it takes. Houston's in the Sweet 16. And who are they facing the Sweet 16? Well, that will be the game of the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The nightcap in the South region, San Diego, California. Number one squad, the Arizona Wildcats, taking on the number nine squad, TCU Horned Frogs. And what a game it was. Oh, my goodness. Benedict Mathurin put the Wildcats on his shoulder to get them to the Sweet 16 with an overtime win, 85-80 over TCU. He had to drop 30. For everybody's national champions to make it through. A lot of people picked Arizona to win the whole thing. Benedict Mathurin, he's going to have to do it for him. He had to drop 30 for Arizona to win this game. 30. Because TCU was not playing. I mean, look at TCU. Miller had 10. O'Burner had 23. Lampkin had 20. Miles had 20. TCU was playing their ass off, and it took Coluco, Mathurin to get it done. Because they combined for 58 points. 28 for Coluco, Mathurin gave you 30. It took everything them two guys had for Arizona to get over TCU. Game of the tournament. We thought Duke and Michigan State was a game of the tournament. We enjoyed Texas and Purdue. But my goodness, Arizona and TCU put on a show. It took some heroic effort from some superstars for Arizona to get this done. Arizona Wildcats got it done. That was the South region. Arizona's in the Sweet 16. Houston's in the Sweet 16. Michigan's in the Sweet 16. And Villanova's in the Sweet 16. Now we get down to the Midwest region. Kansas had the business of a Texas Southern to get to the second round. Creighton outshot San Diego State to get to the second round, which I had a feeling that would happen. I felt that could happen because Creighton is a shooting team. If you can shoot against San Diego State's defense, you have a good chance of winning. That's what they did. 72-69 overtime victory for Creighton Blue Jays. Richmond is the actual team that began the actual upset, if you want to go in order of when upsets happen. It actually happened with Richmond when they took down Iowa, who busted a lot of brackets. I'm talking about a lot of brackets. It was down when Richmond beat Iowa. The stat came, it was 1.76 perfect brackets remaining out of all the brackets. And then you're talking about millions and millions of brackets. From that one upset alone, because everybody was high on Iowa, including, I wasn't that high on Iowa, but I had them in the Sweet 16. A lot of people had Iowa in the Elite 8, Final Four. Richmond canceled all of that quickly. 67-63 win over Iowa in the Midwest region. Providence. Woo! Look here. South Dakota State. And Providence, don't let the score fool you, 66-57. That game was close. If South Dakota State could have knocked down their shots, Providence would have got upset. But they didn't. So the team who came in the tournament with the longest winning streak at 21, which was South Dakota State, it was done because they couldn't shoot. They couldn't shoot the ball. They couldn't do what they normally do. And, you know, shout out to Providence. They clamped down on defense. They didn't give them open looks. Because that team, that San Diego, that South Dakota State team, that Jackrabbit team, was coming into the tournament shooting 45% from three. That was not happening. Providence put the defense on them. So shout out to Providence. LSU, Iowa State. I felt bad for LSU because I just didn't see them winning. You doing a coaching change right before the tournament? A coaching change right before the tournament. That doesn't bode well. And it didn't for LSU. They fought as hard as they could, but Iowa State 59-54. Iowa State moving on. With the 11-6 upset. If you think about it, we had 3 6-11 upsets. Notre Dame over Alabama. Michigan over Colorado State. Iowa State over LSU. Wisconsin and Colgate was the next matchup in that region. 7-point victory for the Badgers. Colgate can shoot. Wisconsin can shoot. Wisconsin did it better. That's all that is to it. And then we get down to the 17 matchup, USC versus Miami, and the guard play of Miami is just ridiculous. It was a battle back and forth, but like the guard play for Miami is just out this world for Miami. So 78-66 win for Miami. Auburn, Jacksonville State, a team who's lucky to get in. But hey, you're going against Auburn, and I had a feeling Auburn was going to make some noise, and they did in a very, very, very big way. 80-61. But sticking with Auburn, what happened in round two? They had to face Miami, and they just could not keep up with Miami. No matter what they did, they could not keep up with the Hurricanes of Miami. Isaiah won 21 points. McGusty had 20. Moore had 15. Miller had 12. The guards of Miami is a matchup problem. Jabari Smith only 10 points and 15 boards. I mean, Kessler only got you 2 points. Where were the Tigers of Auburn at? Nowhere to be found in the second round. And Miami pulls off the upset. 10 over 2, 79-61. Good grace. And then the upset, let's keep on rolling on through, shall we? Because Iowa State, the 11th seed, they took down you. LSU, hey, they added Wisconsin to the mix. 54-49. The Badgers could not make shots down the stretch. They was 9% from 3-point range, 30% from the field. That's all Iowa State does to teams. If you ain't shooting 40% from the field, 40% from three, You're not beating Iowa State. The Cyclones proved that. The Cyclones and their defensive prowess overcame Wisconsin, and Wisconsin sent home. And then we got Providence and Richmond. Yeah, Richmond, I'm happy that y'all was able to shock Iowa. But Providence wasn't having it. 79-51. That's route the Spiders. It is Providence's first Sweet 16 visit since 25 years ago. We talking what? We're in 2022. We're talking 25 years. We're talking back in 2005, 6. Been a long time for Providence. But hey, head coach Haley Cooley, he got the Flyers in the Sweet 16. That could be a dangerous team. And then the final game in that region to round out the Sweet 16. Creighton versus Kansas. Shout out to Kansas. Remy Martin finally showed up to lead the Jayhawks like we've been waiting on him to do. Dropping 20 points to get Kansas the 7-point win over Creighton. And I do believe one of the reasons why they won, because they kind of held Creighton down. Creighton on a shot 35% from the field, 43% from 3-point range. They didn't allow Creighton to be Creighton, because Creighton is known for shooting. They had a hard time shooting against Kansas. So Kansas held them down. Remy Martin gave you 20. Abachi gave you 15 and 8. Williams gave you 14 and 14, a double-double. Barnes gave you 13 and 8. You got contributions from the guys that you need to get contributions from to get past a Creighton Blue Jay team who's known for shooting. That's what you have to do. In a tournament, your stars have to come up alive. That's what happened for Kansas. They are in the Sweet 16. Kansas, Purdue, Iowa State, and Miami, all in the Sweet 16. Okay? Crazy weekend of basketball. The tournament is out of this world. No perfect brackets. Some people are still breathing a sign of relief because Arizona survived over TCU. And again, that was. They do have a tough matchup coming up next. I can't wait to preview the Sweet 16. See when I can do that. But hey, like I said, you got some games coming up in the Sweet 16. Xavier Gonzaga versus Arkansas, Texas Tech versus Duke, North Carolina versus UCLA, Purdue versus the Cinderella story that is St. Peter's, Miami versus Iowa State, Providence versus Kansas, Michigan versus Villanova, Houston versus Arizona. That's the Sweet 16. Don't worry, there will be more Hoota episodes coming because the women's Sweet 16 will be set after tonight, after the next round, those second round games come up tonight. That Sweet 16 match will be set. Can't wait to look forward to that. And then, you know, we're going to keep it rolling here. So, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, down to the Playmaker Silence here for this episode of Hoops Talk. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Woo! I hope you guys enjoy that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Darnell Solomon, signing off.